Okay, continuing on with the Replay Music 3 podcast. In the last podcast, I was on the Replay Music 3 quick tour guide page on the internet. And I'm going to close that page with Alt plus F4.
Alt F4, local disk left parent D colon right parent, folder view list view, RM setup dot X6607.
And I'm back on my D drive where I ran the executable file.
Title is local disk left parent.
Making sure I'm going to close that.
Alt F4. Windows M, desktop, folder view list view, not selected my documents, 1 of 14. The move items
we are back on our desktop. I'm using Windows XP Home. We should see a Replay Music icon on the desktop. Let's make sure. I'm going to press the letter R.
R Recycle Bin. R Replay Av 8. R Replay Converter. R Replay Music 3.0.
Replay Music 3.0 is the icon. So you can click on that icon to run Replay Music 3. Let's press our Windows logo key. That's the start menu. And then we're going to go to All Programs.
Start menu. Set program access and defaults. To navigate, press up or down arrow S.
Then we're going to press the letter P, as in pop up for programs.
P, program submenu. P, accessory submenu. A.
When you install a new program, it's always going to be one up as soon as you get in the programs folder.
Replay Music submenu R.
Here it is, Replay Music 3.
Replay Music submenu.
And it's a submenu, so right arrow. Let's see what's in there in the programs group.
Replay Music 3.0 R.
It said Replay Music 3.0. You can run the program here also. That's another way to run it. A down arrow.
Uninstall Replay Music view.
Uninstall.
Replay Music 3.0 R.
And that's all we have in the Replay Music 3 submenu within Start Programs. Okay. Let's left arrow.
Replay Music submenu R. Program submenu P.
We're going to press the letter S, as in Sam, for settings.
S, settings submenu, S.
Settings submenu, let's right arrow.
Control panel, C.
There's control panel. Let's press enter on control panel.
Enter. Leaving menus, control panel, folder view, list view, not selected accessibility options, adjust your comp.
Let's go to add slash remove.
Add hardware. Add or remove programs.
Add or remove programs. Let's press enter.
Enter. Add or remove programs. Toolbar. Change or remove programs button to activate. Press spacebar. List box Adobe Flash.
Okay. I'm going to quickly down arrow till I hear Replay Music in the list. Okay.
At that. The Lark. Karen's Red. Live. Norton App and Recue Skype Mate Sentinel Sys Replay Music 3.10.
There it is.
Replay Music 3.10.
What I did was go to Settings, Control Panel, Add or Remove Programs, and found the Replay Music 3 folder. This is another way you can uninstall the application.
Replay Music 3.10.
And it says Replay Music 3.10. Let's see what's above it.
Replay Converter 2.8.
Okay.
Replay Music 3.10. Sentinel System Driver.
Okay.
Replay Music 3.10.
Let's do an Alt F4.
Alt F4. Control Panel. Folder.
Alt F4.
Alt F4.
Windows Key plus
Windows M. Desktop. Folder View List.
We're back on the desktop. Okay, the next thing I would do is, just to be technical, let's go to My Computer on the desktop.
Replay Converter. M, my documents. M, my computer.
There's my computer. Press enter.
Enter, my computer. Folder view, list view. Not selected, 3-1.
I'm going to go to my C drive.
Local disk, left parent, C colon, right parent.
Press enter to open it.
Enter, folder view, list view. Not selected, 155.
Let's press the letter P, as in Papa, for program files.
P, program files.
Let's press enter.
Enter, folder view, list view. Not selected, ahead file folder.
I press the control key to quiet JAWS. I'm going to press the letter R, as in Roger, till I hear replay music 3.
R, radio time. R, rainbow technologies. R, Recuva. R, reference assemblies. R, replay AV8. R, replay converter. R, replay music 3.
There it is, replay music 3. In my C colon backslash program files. Backslash.
Replay music 3 file folder 38 of 53.
Okay. Let's do an Alt F4.
Alt F4.
Windows key plus M as in mic to go back to the desktop.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, my computer, 2 of 14. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Now, what I would do is, what I would have done before all this, I forgot to tell you, is copy your product key for Replay Music 3 that you got in your receipt. I believe you will also get a email notification with your product key. Okay? So you can copy and paste that code to your clipboard. So you can paste it in when you run Replay Music 3 for the first time. Let's find the Replay Music 3 icon on the desktop.
R, recycle bin. R, replay AV. R, replay converter. R, replay music 3.0.
We're going to press enter. We're on our desktop. We're going to run replay music from the desktop icon.
Enter. Replay music dialog. Replay music dash register now dialog. Edit. Enter your code here. Type in text.
You're in an edit field box, and JAWS said type in text, so you don't have to press your space bar. Do not press your space bar. You're already inside the edit field. We're going to do a control V.
Paste it from clipboard.
And if I did this right, let me do an up arrow, see if I hear anything.
Edit arm.
Okay, it's in there. Now I'm going to press my tab key.
Tab, register button to activate, press space bar.
Register button, press your space bar.
Space. Replay music dialog. Your code is accepted. Thanks for registering. OK button to activate, press space bar.
Successful registration. And let's do an insert up arrow.
OK button.
That's the default. We're going to press spacebar and the OK button. If we're not sure, we can do insert B as in Bravo.
Replay music dialog. OK button. Your code is accepted. Thanks for registering.
Okay. It said thank you.
OK button.
Press spacebar.
Space. Grassen at CDDB registered registration dialog. Thank you for joining the millions of music fans building and using the largest database of CD information in the world. The Grassen at CDDB registered music recognition service provides instant access to album, track, artist, and other information for music you play. There is no charge to register and use the service. To register, we ask only that you read and agree to the terms of use on the following screen. We highly encourage you to view our privacy policy webpage located at www.grassenit.com/privacy. Next greater button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus N.
Okay, this is the Grace Note service. This is what titles your songs after they're recorded for you. So let's see. I'm going to press my tab key here.
Tab, cancel button to activate, press tab, help button to active tab, next greater button to activate.
Do an insert B to hear this again.
Grassen at CDDB registered registration dialog. Thank you for joining the millions of music fans building and using the largest database of CD information in the world. The Grassinet CDDB registered music recognition service provides instant access to album, track, artist, and other information for music you play. There is no charge to register and use the service. To register, we ask only that you read and agree to the terms of use on the following screen. We highly encourage you to view our privacy policy webpage located at www..
Okay, let's tap to the next button.
Tab, cancel button to activate, press tab, help button to act, tab, next greater button to activate, press space bar,
I don't
plus
remember
N.
This, let's press, we're on the next
button. Greater button,
we're going to press the space bar,
space, tab, PC cursor, no window is active, press Windows key plus N.
There's nothing on the screen. We got to press Windows key plus M as in mic.
Windows M, desktop, folder.
We're going to go to the taskbar tray.
Tab, start button, tab, taskbar, JAWS button, terms of use, Grassinet CDDB registered service button. JAWS button, terms of use, Grassinet CDDB.
There's the terms. There's an icon in the taskbar tray.
Terms of use, Grassinet CDDB registered service button.
Okay, here it is again.
Terms of use, Grassinet CDDB.
Terms of use, let's press enter.
Enter. Terms of use, Grassinet CDDB registered service dialog. Please read the following terms of use, even if you think you have seen this before. To view a web page with links to more information, go to : I have read and agree to these terms of use. Checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar, Alt plus I.
I'm going to press the space bar to agree to this.
Space checked.
Okay.
Tab, finish button to activate, press space bar.
I'll tab over to the finish button. I'm going to press space bar.
Space.
Let's see PC what happens
cursor.
Now.
Title is Grassinet CDDB registered registration completed.
Okay.
Tab, help button to activate, press space.
It said it's completed.
Tab, done button to activate, press space bar, Alt plus D. Done button to activate, tab, help button, tab, done button to activate, press
space. We're on the done button.
Done button.
We're going to press the space bar.
Space, replay music dialog, record slash stop record button to activate, press space bar. Replay music hint dialog, replay music 3.0 uses a new specialized audio recording method. For the best recording results, be sure to select quote audio driver quote as the input source in replay music's main settings. OK button to activate, press space bar.
Okay, Replay Music 3 is up and running, and the first thing that came up was a dialog box. Let's hear that. Let's do an insert B as in Bravo.
Replay music hint dialog. OK button. Don't show this hint again. Checkbox not checked. Show next hint button. Replay music 3.0 uses a new specialized audio recording method. For the best recording results, be sure to select quote audio driver quote as the input source in replay music's main settings.
It said to choose the audio driver. It's a new audio driver. To choose that. Within the input settings. Okay, let's see, let's tap. There, I think there's some more hints in here. Okay?
Tab, don't show this hint again. Checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar.
There's a don't show checkbox for the hints. Let's tap.
Tab, show next hint button to activate, press space bar.
Show next hints button. Let's press space bar.
Space, replay music hint dialog. Some replay music functions will appear grayed out while actively recording. Select settings and features prior to starting a recording session. OK button to activate, press space bar.
Okay. Let's hear that again.
Replay music hint dialog. OK button. Don't show this hint again. Checkbox not checked. Show next hint button. Some replay music functions will appear grayed out while actively recording. Select settings and features prior to starting a recording session.
You can choose the settings / features. Okay, let's tab.
Tab, don't show this tab. Show next hint button to activate, press space bar.
Let's hear the show next hints dialog message. I'm going to press space bar.
Space, replay music hint dialog. Replay music can automatically split and tag music tracks from many music sources. Please note that internet radio stations that fade or have no silence between tracks may not automatically split. Use the manual quote split now quote button for this type of stream. Also, be sure to turn off any equalizers, sound enhancements, and cross-dash fade options in your player settings. OK button to activate, press space bar.
OK. Let's see if there's another hint.
Tab. Don't show this tab. Show next hint button to activate. Press space bar.
Press space bar.
Space. Replay music hint dialog. iTunes does not insert enough silence between tracks. However, we have included a file named silence.mp3. You will find this file in your replay music 3 directory left parent usually /program/files/replay-music-3/right-parent. The silence.mp3 file is just a few seconds of silence. Place it between tracks in your iTunes playlist and tracks will split perfectly. OK button to activate. Press space bar.
OK. Let's see if there's another show hint.
Tab. Don't show this tab. Show next hint button to activate. Press space bar.
Space bar.
Space. Replay music hint dialog. Always make sure that you launch or play music prior to opening the player or source that you will be recording from or replay music may not detect the audio. OK button to activate. Press space bar.
Let's hear that. That's important. I think it's misspelled. Let's hear that. This is important right here.
Replay music hint dialog. OK button. Don't show this hint again. Checkbox not checked. Show next hint button. Always make sure that you launch or play music prior to opening the player or source that you will be recording from or replay music may not detect the audio.
Replay music is misspelled here. OK. To the developers. Hopefully they're listening. Let's press the tab key.
Tab. Don't show tab. Show next hint button to activate. Press space bar.
Let's hear the next hint.
Space. Replay music hint dialog. If you're recording from a Windows media source left parent like Launchcast or Napster right parent, make sure that the Appian Audio Recorder plugin is enabled in Windows Media Player by clicking Tools. Plug-ins. Appian Audio Recording plugin in Windows Media Player. OK button to activate.
Okay.
Press space bar.
This is important too. Let's hear it again.
Replay music hint dialog. OK button. Don't show this hint again. Checkbox not checked. Show next hint button. If you're recording from a Windows media source left parent like Launchcast or Napster right parent, make sure that the Appian Audio Recorder plugin is enabled in Windows Media Player by clicking Tools. Plug-ins. Appian Audio Recording plugin in Windows Media Player.
Let me hear that again.
Replay music hint dialog. OK button. Don't show this hint again. Checkbox not checked. Show next hint button. If you're recording from a Windows media source left parent like Launchcast or Napster right parent, make sure that the Appian Audio Recorder plugin is enabled in Windows Media Player by clicking Tools. Plug-ins. Appian Audio Recording plugin in Windows Media Player.
OK. I may need that.
Tab. Don't show this hint. Tab. Show next hint button to activate. Press space bar.
Another hint. Let's press space bar.
Space. Replay music hint dialog. Use the quote reset quote button to change any setting after stopping a recording session. OK button to activate. Press space bar.
OK, there's a reset button. Let's press the tab key to see if there's any more hints.
Tab. Don't tab. Show next hint button to activate. Press space bar. Space. Record /stop record button to activate. Press space bar.
That's it. I'm going to continue the recording on the interface of Replay Music 3 on the next podcast. Thank you.